objective, the present study aimed to model substance use risk among adolescents by examining the predictive roles of family monitoring, sensation seeking, and peer deviance within an integrated analytical framework. Methods and materials. This study employed a quantitative, cross-sectional, correlational design among 472 high school students from urban regions of Ontario, Canada, selected through multi-stage cluster sampling. Data were collected using standardized self-report instruments, including the Substance Use Risk Profile Scale, the Parental Monitoring Scale, the Brief Sensation Seeking Scale, and a modified Peer Deviance Scale. All instruments demonstrated acceptable validity and reliability in previous research and within the current sample. Data analysis was conducted using IBM SPSS version 27 and Amos version 24. Descriptive statistics and Pearson correlation coefficients were calculated, followed by multiple regression analysis to examine predictive relationships. Structural equation modeling was used to test the hypothesized model and evaluate direct and indirect effects. Model fit was assessed using standard indices, including chi-squared/df, CFI, TLI, GFI, and RMSEA. Findings: the results indicated significant relationships among all study variables. Family monitoring was negatively associated with substance use risk. Beta equals negative 0.31, p0.001, while sensation seeking beta equals 0.36, p0.001, and peer deviance, beta 0.43, p0.001, showed positive and significant predictive effects, with peer deviance emerging as the strongest predictor. The overall regression model was significant F3.468 equals 132.74, p0.001, explaining 46% of the variance in substance use risk. Structural equation modeling demonstrated good model fit. Chi-squared DF equals 2.41, CFI equals 0.95, TLI equals 0.94, GFI equals 0.93, RMSEA equals 0.055. Indirect effects revealed that family monitoring reduced substance use risk through peer deviance, and sensation seeking partially mediated the relationship between peer deviance and substance use risk. Conclusion: the findings highlight the multidimensional nature of adolescent substance use risk, emphasizing the combined influence of familial, personality, and peer-related factors. Family monitoring serves as a protective factor, whereas sensation seeking and peer deviance function as significant risk enhancers. Integrative models that consider both individual dispositions and social contexts provide a more comprehensive understanding of substance use risk. These results underscore the importance of developing prevention and intervention strategies that simultaneously target family dynamics, personality traits, and peer environments to effectively reduce substance use risk among adolescents.